If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yep, you can go on a boat. Yep, it's kind of cold outside. Yep, it can be a heated boat, though. And that's what's going on the Chicago River. And we'll tell you how you can do that from the Chicago Boat Company. Ron Sylvia is here on WGN. Hey, Ron.
How are you?
I am good. And I did this with my wife, Robin, yesterday. And it was snowing. I mean, really snowing, of course, on the Chicago River and all over Chicago. And it was so much fun, except at some point we couldn't see where we were going anymore. So we brought the boat back in. We thought that's probably a good idea to do. But they are heated boats. Where did you get this idea from?
Well, we've been renting boats on the Chicago River since 2012. And when we launched our hot tub boats back in 2023, we decided that there would be a nice complement to that experience by offering the heated Duffy electric boats for the winter months. You know, I've been a boater my whole life, and I'll tell you, the best time to be on the water is when it's quiet and others are not around. So you can really soak all of the experience up, literally and figuratively. And, you know, renting a heated boat from Chicago Boat Company is a great way to celebrate the holidays with friends and family. And, It goes out by the hour from Wednesday to Sunday from noon to 8 p.m. So,
and you could fit, I'm guessing, 8-10 people? How many on the boat?
So those boats will hold up to 12 people, the heated Duffies. And we do have a special Santa experience December 19th through 21st. And that is an experience with Santa cookies and up to 6 passengers.
Now, does Santa actually, you know, I don't know how you do this, Ron. You must have important context because I thought Santa would be otherwise occupied at this time of year. Do you actually have Santa on these boats?
Santa is driving the boat.
So the boats that aren't driven by Santa, that brings up another point. You drive the boat. The person who rents or some of the people who rent the boat turn out to drive the boat. There's no special license needed. You have to sign your life away for that, like you do for anything else these days. But other than that, it was, I will say, I've driven boats before, but I'm not a boater per se. And it was easy enough to follow the instructions and easy enough to do as well.
Yeah, we like to equate it like driving a golf cart on the water. They're very easy to operate. They go slow. And so you can really take the time to soak in what's going on in the boat with your friends and family and what's happening outside the boat. You know, cruising around in a winter snowstorm is not regular, but it had to be a special experience because I know I've done it myself and it's pretty fun.
It was. And there were some other big boats on the river. The thing about summertime in Chicago now, which is a good thing, but I know some of the operators, the big operators, and they've told me, well, this is a good thing in many ways, but in other ways, we're scared to death. So far, nothing bad has happened, but you have so much traffic in the summer, which is good in a way, on the Chicago River now, that I don't know that I'd feel quite as comfortable as I do at this time of year. So the good news is not many other boats go by, so which you mentioned. So there isn't a ton of traffic on the river. And if you want, you can slow down and really look at things. Like there's one group of apartments across from, and I wonder if anyone is listening from those apartments. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. They're right on the river. They're like 3 stories high. It's just a little group of, maybe they're townhomes, actually, right across from the East Bank Club, right across. And we've always wondered what it would be like. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we've always wondered what it would be like to live there. Now, what we didn't do, Ron, is stop the boat, get off the boat, and knock on their door and say, hey, we'd love to see your place. We didn't do that. We thought that would be rude. But we did kind of slow down and really look. And when you're in those big boats, they just go along at the rate they go along, and there's no opportunity to do anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, the evenings, cruising in the evenings is spectacular. If you can take in the merchandise mart, Art on the Mart, that's another special experience. So, cruising in the fall and winter is something we started really offering in 2023 because of the hot tubs. And we wanted a different experience for those larger groups. But I started cruising back in 2012 with my crew at the end of the season, putting Christmas lights on the boat, and said, wow, this would be really fun to extend, you know, down the road. So,
Now, you mentioned a couple times, and I hope you didn't quite literally mean this, soak in the experience. You really don't get wet on these, I hope. I don't think so, except the hot tubs, which you also mentioned a couple of times. So if you are of the mindset when it's 15 degrees outside to be inside a hot, that's all those boats are, by the way. I've seen them. You know, they're just, it's just the hot tub. There's nowhere else unless you say I'm wrong. You know your bets better than I would know, but it seems like you have no choice but to be in that hot tub if you're on that boat with some of your newly found best friends or maybe family members, and they say, I don't care if it's 10, 20 degrees out. I want to be in the hot tub. Have I got that right?
You got it right. Yeah, you stay nice and warm and dry on the heated Duffy boats. About 70 degrees, we say, in the wintertime, especially when the sun is out shining. And the hot tub boats, you all get wet. So we keep those hot tubs between 101 and 103 degrees.
What?
And they can hold up to six people. There's a weight capacity on them because, granted, you're floating around in a boat filled with water, so we want to make sure everybody's being safe. But it really was a concept that came to us in early 2023, and we said, let's go with this. Let's start out. We got two boats that first year. We're completely sold out. We added two more for 2024, so we had four. And now going into 2025, we have six boats operating. And it's really a wintertime-only experience. What I was trying to do was recreate, like, you know, an experience where what else can you do in Chicago in the wintertime? You walk around and you freeze. So why not, you know, cruise around in a hot tub boat and get to take in all the sights and experiences of downtown with a group of your friends in a nice, cozy environment.
All right, a couple of texts here. One, the townhomes I was talking about were designed by Harry Weiss, a prominent architect who, I didn't know this, was a sailor, according to our texter. And I still say, I'm so curious about what they would look like inside. I've heard about they have water problems. I don't know, because they're in the water almost. Okay, the next question here, is there a place to change clothes, or do you jump into the hot tub in your street clothes?
No. We have nice heated changing rooms and a heated area where you wait to board your cruise in a tent. So we've tried to step it up and make it fun. And once you're done drying off at the end of your cruise, you can put your clothes back on and go to lunch or dinner.
All right. Now, several questions asking this, which I, of course, was going to ask. How much are both of these, the heated cruises and the hot tubs? And also, where can I learn more about them or make reservations?
Yeah, so you would visit our website at chicagoboatcompany.com to make a reservation and to learn more. The heated Duffy boats start at $156 per hour on the weekdays, and the hot tub boats start at $300 for 90 minutes for the weekdays.
But if you're going with all those people, you just split the cost. I assume that's what people do.
Yeah, people split the cost. It's just like the way I look at it is it's like going out to the bar for a couple of drinks, except for, you know, you're taking your friends and your family with you and enjoying the sights and all that Chicago has to offer.
And that's another question I have that just popped up. Are drinks offered on either of these?
Yeah, so you bring your own food and beverage for the heated Duffy boats, and then on the hot tub boats, you're welcome to bring your own beverages as well. We discourage food on those for obvious reasons. And all we ask is that the driver of the boat is not drinking. Driving a boat is just like driving a car. So
yeah.
You can't be drinking while operating the boat. We want everybody to stay safe and have a good time.
Yep, and that's a serious point. And again, that website is?
ChicagoBoatCompany.com.
Easy enough to remember. An early happy holiday to you. And thank you, Ron. I appreciate talking to you. I think a lot of people, I think this is news to a lot of people who might not have known about these. I didn't know about these either.